here with Nina Itaviz, junior sand volleyball player for Georgia State. How's the season gone overall for you and your team?
It's going very well. Our team is 18-1, so I think we're doing a good job.
Your team is trying to qualify for nationals, I believe, for the first time. What would that mean for the program to make it to that benchmark?
I think it would mean a lot to establish the program and show the world that Georgia State is there too, that you cannot underestimate Georgia State.
Right. We were here last week or 2 weeks ago for the home tournament you had here, had a very good crowd, and was received very well. You see sand volleyball being received better in the community and within the campus, people knowing about the program and how well you've been doing? Have people been really acknowledging the program and how good it's been and coming out to your contest and talking to you about it?
I think so, yeah. We had a huge crowd out here 2 weeks ago. So I think people are getting to know the program, and I think they're enjoying being outside. The music is running, so it's a good atmosphere. I think people are enjoying that a lot.
Do you see sand volleyball becoming more popular in the Southeast over your past few years here?
Ooh, I have only been to the Southeast. I've been in the US only for three years now, so I don't know what's going on at the West Coast. I've never been there.
Or just in general, where you've been through your time in the United States, have you seen sand volleyball becoming more popular?
Yeah, it's evolving, for sure.
And you mentioned that your first year here at Georgia State. Where were you previous 2 years?
I was in St. Petersburg in Florida.
Okay.
Playing for the indoor volleyball program.
Okay.
And at St. Petersburg College.
Good. And you have an international background, originally from Germany.
Yes.
How did you come to the United States in the beginning to play volleyball? How did that path happen?
I had a friend who is also from Germany. She is studying in New York. She went through the same process. So she told me about that agent that you can apply, or you can get in touch with that agent, and she will help you to reach out to the coaches and help you to find a scholarship and go to the US.
And from your previous college, how did you hear about Georgia State?
I have a friend who is friends with Beth, so she told me about Beth, that she is an amazing coach and an amazing person. So I think that influenced me a lot. And also I reach out to many more coaches via email. I just looked up programs, and Beth made an impression on me. So
have you enjoyed your time here?
Yeah, it's, the team is great, and Atlanta is a huge city, so there's a lot to discover.
Have you been able to spend some time in Atlanta and see the sights of the city?
A little bit. I walked around the first couple of weeks here. I went to Piedmont Park a lot. I love Piedmont Park. Went to Centennial Park.
Okay.
I just love walking around and discovering.
Right. And lastly, we covered the Atlanta Hawks as well, and Dennis Schroeder is the point guard for the team.
Yeah.
And he's German, and I've noticed the German contingent supporting him a lot here.
Is that Schmidt?
Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder. He's a point guard for the Atlanta Hawks, the NBA team. Yeah, and I noticed the German fans coming out and supporting him. And it seems like there's a big German community, you know, in Atlanta, or it's growing. Have you noticed that a little bit, or have you not had enough time really to experience that part of it?
I know some student athletes who are German here at Georgia State, but except for that, I haven't met a lot of Germans around here.
Right, and right now I see you practicing. What is the team preparing for right now? What's your next event coming up? Your next match?
The next event would be in Tallahassee. It's a FSU pairs tournament. And of course we are preparing for nationals if we really go. We will get to know on the 20th of April if we really go to nationals. And of course we are preparing for that every day.